Good morning, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are on the air, 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, and streaming live on the web. We've got in studio with us this morning Matt Willard, who is going to talk about his work with veterans, and Joe Burgess, Aaron Clark, both involved with March of Dimes. We're going to learn all about their work. You stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hey, everybody, here we are on another Saturday in the month of July, with hopes that we can sustain a little bit of respite from the heat, a little bit of cooler weather this week. It's been nice towards the end of the week. Hope you are doing well wherever you may be across the globe. If you're listening online, you know that we are here streaming live to the web, courtesy of our good friends at 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, affectionately known as Freedom 93. Barry Kay and company over there are doing such a fine job for us. We are the purveyors, the producers of this here radio show, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Coming to you from the studios at Alcom Marketing and Advertising in Tallahassee. Alcom is a little company that I started back in 92, doing very simple things for some good people, local businesses, with their advertising and marketing and audio solutions. We have a product called Customer Keeper that keeps your callers listening if you're on hold. And no, we don't annoy you with meaningless phrases like "your call is very important to us," because we know that's stupid. So we try to provide a bit more intelligence to the whole thing, which of course in my case is a challenge to begin with, but that's why I have very smart people around me. And by the way, one of those folks is a lady named Emily Larkin, who works here and has done a marvelous job as part of our news crew in gathering stories for you and I. And so we've got news of the sale of the Tallahassee Mall land. If you haven't caught wind of that, our good buddy over there at the newspaper, Dave Hodges, reporting earlier in the week that the sale of the land where the Tallahassee Mall has stood since 1971 marks another step toward an Alabama developer's plans to revitalize the struggling commercial property. And yes, it has been struggling. A friend of mine, a client of ours actually, mentioned earlier this week that in looking around the country for various markets for his new enterprise, he's got a neat idea about advancing a chain of restaurants. Well, Tallahassee was not on the list. He said Tallahassee's a depressed economy, and talking among our staff, the consensus was, yeah, it is, and it remains. when you see a lot of retail space like the aforementioned Tallahassee Mall vacant, along with a lot of other commercial properties that are underutilized, right? And I said to Carl earlier, our producer, King Cabba, that maybe this is because at the same time our community has gone through this cultural shift where the history is such we've relied on state government, we've relied on big universities to provide the majority of employment, and that's changed. I mean, arguably, the facts are the facts. It ain't what it was. And it may not come back. It may not be going back to the way it was. And Carl's point was, you know, at the same time, younger people, the millennials and the X-gen and the Y-gens, they're not looking for those state jobs. And so the supply of labor is not what it was because they're wanting to invent the next worldwide web solution, or they want to have the next billion viewer YouTube channel or whatever. You know, they're just not looking to land themselves a state job and work there for the next 30 or 40 years. They find it confining, not within their vision of the future. And so that's an interesting point. Meanwhile, you've got these three tracts of mall property out there at North Monroe Street and John Knox Road. There's almost 96 acres, 95 and a half acres of land that's been owned by the Stiles family all these years. And they've sold to this other party now, and the attorney representing them confirmed Wednesday that the land itself has a new owner. So what does this mean? Well, they haven't been terribly forthcoming, but they have referred to some interesting changes, expect to try to revitalize and work out some of the use of space that would change the character of it, I guess would be a good way of putting it. And the attorney representing them said, "I think the buyers are planning some very interesting things that will be good for Tallahassee, but that's to be discovered, I suppose." Meanwhile, what else is going on in the news here? Well, we've had news of the governor taking criticism for a campaign event down there in Tampa. His campaign office assembled a large crowd of police officers for a big announcement about crime. Well, critics are saying, wait a minute, you know, that's foul because that's nothing more than a campaign event. And the law is pretty clear. You know, what constitutes political activity may differ, but the law says no officer or employee of the state shall directly or indirectly coerce an employee to engage in campaign activities while on duty. Well, apparently some of these guys in attendance, guys and gals, knew that this was a campaign event, including the sheriff from Pinellas County, a guy named Bob Gualtieri. He's also a Scott supporter. He said he knew it was a campaign event, but Hillsborough County Colonel Jim Prevetera, he said, well, he was told that it was government business. So which was it? And so that kind of flew up in the face of Governor Scott and his campaign managers and such. And they're going to, of course, Charlie Crist was quick to pounce on the opportunity. And his folks rushed out a statement that said that Scott had to go one way or the other. And neither of them were pleasant options here. But to either accept the responsibility that they had committed a first-degree misdemeanor by politicking on taxpayers' time, or they have to be willing to accuse the law enforcement officers of doing such a thing for attending the event. Well, you know, the beat goes on, doesn't it? And that all happens within the love, hate, blood, sweat, and tears of a campaign season that's already upon us. So there it goes. Another example of what we're trying to do here in keeping you informed of things happening on or and around town. I have another one of our colleagues, Bianca Morris, standing by. She has events in a minute. Bianca?
Tomorrow, the American Idol bus is coming to Tallahassee. Think you have what it takes to be the next American Idol? Auditions are open for anyone ages 15 to 28 and will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Langford Green. Those interested in auditioning should arrive no later than 9 a.m. for registration. Wednesday, July 23rd, raise money for the Boys Town, North Florida by participating in Cocktails for a Cause at Bella Bella Italian Restaurant. Enjoy an evening of fun, cocktails, and appetizers from 6 to 9 p.m. This Friday is Christmas in July. Celebrate with Santa Claus himself at Madison Social. Wear your holiday attire for a free drink and get into the Christmas spirit. With your events in a minute, I'm Bianca Moore.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten. The best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hey, everybody, we are back alive, well, and hope you are too. Hope, wherever you may be around the world, listening online, we are streaming live to the web, as you know, and broadcasting here locally on 93.3 FM. Freedom 93 in Tallahassee is our home station. And we like celebrating freedom. And when we think about freedom, we think about the cost of freedom oftentimes, or how is it that we have enjoyed the level of freedom that we know as a nation, as a community. Never a moment goes by, I think, for me, that I don't think about the men and women who in some fashion have put themselves at risk, in harm's way, on behalf of us all in various ways, whether here at home as emergency service providers, first responders, as we say. Got a good buddy who works for the local fire department and is has trained to be an EMT. He's a guy who's out there. He's responding. And, of course, then we have those who in their way are serving in the military or have served. And among those folks, people who have been injured, wounded, and are in recovery. So we've got lots of folks out there these days who are in need of our encouragement, support, and our thanks and intervention in some capacity. So here we have an organization being represented by a young man who has made his way to our studio. He is responsible for an organization or involved with an organization that does just that. We're going to find out about it, and we want to welcome Matthew Willard to the show. How are you, Matt?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for dressing up, too, by the way. You really look spiffy this morning. Glad to have you. Tell us the name of the organization.
The organization is Patriotic Partners of North Florida. It's a nonprofit, and we're in the process of getting our 501c3 status approved, and don't anticipate any problems with that. And we've been up and running for 7 months or so, trying to make some positive impact in our community, in our veteran community specifically.
Patriotic Partners of North Florida. So then your focus is reaching out to them in what capacity?
It's a unique capacity, and just a little bit of background is I served in the Navy. Some of the other guys that started this organization with me, they were both Army. We were blessed to come back okay. We then went to college, and then we went to law school. And we all had a pretty smooth transition. And we were actually sitting around my office one day talking about, hey, that we had it pretty good. But that turned into a conversation about a lot of folks didn't have that good and are not going to have that good coming back. And so we started thinking, well, what can we do to make that an easier transition for some folks or give some folks some help that that may need it? And and we thought about all the things that are already being done by different organizations or government entities, whether it's job training or job placement or things like that. I said, somebody brought up the idea is, what about veterans like us? Like, I own my own law firm, they own their own law firm that are trying to start their own business or running a business, or even people who run a business and employ veterans. Mm-hmm. And we decided that's who we were going to focus on because, frankly, those folks have already shown initiative. Running a small business anywhere in this country is not easy. Mm-hmm. I know that to be a fact. And so I respect that. And we thought, well, let's see what we can do to help them. And that's kind of who we're focused on. And so, and I definitely, you know, if you employ a veteran and we can help you succeed so that you can employ more veterans, we're there to help you as well. And so I came up with this concept. It's kind of like a Craigslist or an Angie's List where it's a web-based system. Veteran-owned, veteran-friendly business can go on this site, register business at no cost at all. And then the idea is for us to push those businesses and broadcast them. And so the ultimate goal is to link the consumer to a veteran-owned business or a veteran-friendly business. Because let's be honest, a lot of people are giving lip service about, we support veterans, we love the military. You know, a lot of people are saying that, but are you really showing it in any way other than talking about it? So I think there are a lot of folks that do want to help. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to link up with somebody that has served their country and is now running a business. There's no cost to anybody. And it's just a concept that we think we can grow. Ultimately, we'd like to see it stretch from Jacksonville to Pensacola, two big military towns, and we'll just cover the North Florida corridor. And we're in the process of trying to get more businesses to sign up on that site. And then we've got to advertise to the citizenry, you know, and here's these folks out there, whether it's a plumber, doctor, lawyer, whatever you have, you know, we'll put you on there.
And how do you propose to do that? What the advertising component looks like? What?
Well, it's, you know, that's always where the money comes in. You know, we've dedicated, I can't count how many hours of our own time and our own dollars. A lot of people have helped us with their time creating this website and out there pounding ground, trying to find the veteran businesses and spreading the gospel. People like you, and we really appreciate you giving us an opportunity. We've done internet stuff. We've done social media. We've done almost everything we can do that doesn't cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. At some point, we're going to have to go a little bigger and get out on the TVs and the radios and billboards outside of military bases so that people know about this service. It's free. It's a no-brainer. You have nothing to lose. But if you don't know about it, it's no good.
I'll tell you how it resonates with me, and I'm just getting to know you and getting to know the organization. We have, in the number of years that we've been talking to folks in this area of service, found the fact that you have veterans coming back who themselves are in a very tough situation and find themselves challenged to get employed, and so they end up in a homeless shelter, or they are themselves impoverished. Their marriage is falling apart. Their kids don't know them anymore. They're in a mess. And as you point out, there have been some efforts made along those lines, and there are several organizations that are reaching out to those folks, and we've had some of those people come to the mic and tell us about their work. It seems to me you're trying to get out ahead of the whole curve. You're trying to say, look, before we find the guy down here at the very bottom, let's see if we can get a hold of him. We're in that theme right now, talking about all of the nonprofit organizations about us, each having their mission and they're focused on trying to help a population of folks. And here's Matt that's really at the beginnings of that whole effort with an organization called Patriotic Partners of North Florida. We're going to learn more about it as we continue. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for trucking.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are on a Saturday morning talking with Matt Willard, our new friend who had this nifty little idea to help veterans find employment or to start businesses. Has that entrepreneurial sort of function. And I guess the concept, Matt, is to create or having created this website, it's a resource center, isn't it? So I can go there either as a business where I'm looking to employ veterans, or if I'm a veteran looking for employment or looking for a way to start my own gig, you guys want to kind of help fill in the gap. Is that a way to put it?
That's definitely a way to put it. And I just want to give credit to my fellow partners real quick. I apologize. Thomas Dickens III and Chris Dunn, the two other veterans that helped me start this. And then we have a lawyer friend named Steven Spector who's been helping. He is not a veteran, but he is a patriot. Mm-hmm. And that's part of this title. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's
because,
true. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that love this country and love the military and would probably lay down and die for it. They didn't actually serve, but they're patriots. Mm-hmm. And I think that this people we're trying to reach to bring to these veterans, they're patriotic. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea. Patriotic Partners, you strike me as a patriot. I mm-hmm. consider you a patriotic partner. Mm-hmm. Together, I mean, you and I, we're going to make a difference today. Mm-hmm. And I also want to shout out to my good Navy buddy, shipmate Eric Dean, who designed the entire website, came up with the logo, did all the graphics. We served on the same ship together, 1987. Wow. He's in North Carolina. He did all this long distance. He's did so much for us. And it was one of the most touching experiences of my life. So no matter what else happens with this organization, the fraternity and the brotherhood that I've enjoyed working with these guys, it's powerful.
And that says a lot, too, because my understanding of men and women in military assignments includes this idea that That's where the connection lies. It's the kinds of relationships you have with shipmates, and bunking in the same barracks together, and being in the same trench together, and having each other's back. And it's that kind of camaraderie, that connectedness. That's who you're fighting for. It's the guy who's standing behind you, the guy who's standing in front of you. That's carried forward in this effort, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's people you've never met before. I mean, I can tell you, I've been out of the Navy since 1991, and I've had more opportunities put in front of me because of that service by other service members that were well before me. I never even asked for it. It's a very unique fraternity, sorority, whatever you want to call it. It's touching. I mean, it's deep.
Well,
it's profound.
Here you've got a group of attorneys that are all doing well, I would imagine, and yet find it within themselves to do something they don't have to do. So for that reason, I want to ask you, when you hear of, or maybe you're in touch with, some of the circumstances related to Veterans Administration facilities and some of the stories coming out that break your heart. I mean, really? And I've got a good buddy, a friend of mine who's a neighbor who served in Korea. And this man is now in his late 70s. You know, he's been at that VA hospital down there in Central Florida I don't know how many times. And I can't even imagine how I would just be furious to find out that they're not taking care of that guy. I mean, what's the deal?
I would assume that the sense of betrayal is heartbreaking. That you know you served, you signed that blank check up to into your life.
What's wrong with people who allow such things to go on?
The VA is the VA. It's one of the biggest bureaucracies. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's just a lot of that's the biggest. I can't even get my head around that. But I'll be honest with you. That problem is part of what started this organization was we recognize the number of folks that are coming back from long deployments, unprecedented deployments, is a wave of trouble for this nation. We are about to be tested. The VA cannot handle it. They can't handle what's already happened.
Well, apparently.
I mean, and so this new wave is going to absolutely bankrupt our moral fiber, if we don't reach out as in the private sector together and step up and start getting ready to help, we're in big trouble. There's no way the government can cover it. No way.
And in that capacity, folks, if you've just joined us, we're talking about this newly formed Patriotic Partners of North Florida, an organization that Matt Willard and his associates have fostered, and for that purpose, to get these folks who have been out there and detached from us, unplugged from everyday life, out there doing their job for us, trying to get them back in. And so does it spill over in some fashion, do you think? I mean, I realize it's still, for you guys, the paint isn't even dry yet, but
right.
but in your vision of how this works, you know, I'm a vet and I'm looking to start my own business. I've got this nifty website that you've provided me, but I just need somebody to talk to.
We'd love to see it grow. And I really, you know, again, this has been a major learning experience for me. I literally thought that in 1 year's time, this thing would be completely up and running and self-sufficient or on autopilot. And then I could then work on my other ideas and our other ideas, which was we wanted to get into the process of helping a guy create a business, form an LLC, find insurance, do all the documents you have to do. Mm. Not necessarily job training, but the
life support,
the stuff that that lawyers can help you with, and people who have run a business can help you with. You know, you could be the great. Here's an example: you could be the greatest lawyer in town, but if you don't know how to run a law firm and you're in your own law firm, you're toast.
Yeah.
And you could be the greatest carpenter, but if you've got to manage people and manage money and you've never done that before, and most people coming out of the military, let's be honest, you go in at 18, you go to boot camp, everything's done for you. Mm. You just got to wake up and fight. You get fed. You get clothed, you get shelter. You don't get those job skills, the real skills, the business skills.
Yep.
And we want to be able to help
life
them with that.
Life survival skills. Yep.
You know,
business.
Because learning the hard way, and I can attest to it, is not such a fun experience.
No, not at all. And I'm right there with you. I started this business in 92, and I've been famous for saying that I've failed more times than I've succeeded. But I hope that everybody gets to enjoy the kind of success that I've known, because in the process, I've gotten to meet some very cool people along the way, and they've had the pleasure. Trust the same is true here for you folks. You're doing a very cool thing, and folks, you know, that's how it rolls around here. We want to make sure we've got cool people doing cool things in Tallahassee. That's kind of what we're all about. So this organization, Patriotic Partners of North Florida, newly formed. You guys have some kind of an event going on even this weekend, isn't it? This afternoon?
This is
tomorrow?
Absolutely. Perfect timing. We were blessed to meet a gentleman named Eric Zika. He's the general manager of the Brass Tap, which is in Midtown. They're going to do a grand opening. It's called the Great American Brew Fest today and tomorrow. And he wanted to give back to some local charities as a part of his grand opening event. Mm-hmm. And through a mutual friend who knew what I was up to and knew what he was looking for, linked us together. And the Brass Tap's been kind enough. They're going to generate, I think, a good crowd for the next 2 days, and they're going to donate part of the proceeds to our organization. And also to Vet Inc., which is another organization that I'm involved with. We're the ones that put on the parade every year. We took over the Tallahassee Veterans Day Parade from the city, I guess, four or five years ago. And a great bunch of veterans, and they're involved in this event as well, and very good cause. And and so they were kind enough to donate all this stuff to us. And so, you know, we're inviting everybody we know out there. It's going to be a good time. Live music, free beer, free food, giveaways. It's a family of oriented thing. It's outside. It's a great facility.
Very cool.
It's going to be two great days, I think, and hopefully.
And it's called the Brass Tap?
The Brass Tap. It's on Thomasville Road, right in Midtown. It's near the front porch. I can't remember the exact address off the top of my head. You can't miss it. It's in that kind of Spanish building, and it's got this massive outdoor back deck that backs up right to Gadsden. It's a great venue. Yeah. And they have been busting their tails to get that thing ready. And it's really nice. And I had a chance to hang out there.
So it's on the corner of 7th and Thomasville, or no?
It's
up from the intersection?
Maybe just a block down from there.
Yeah, that's all right.
I wish I had.
Well, folks, that's up to you. You got to find this place, and you're going to go over there, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to help Matt raise some money to pay for this nifty website and all the work that they're doing. Patriotic Partners of North Florida is the organization. What time does that start this afternoon?
The way they've got it set it up is if folks, anybody that shows up between 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday, that's when the proceeds come to the charities. And then from 2 to 6 tomorrow, Sunday, is when that
okay,
would happen.
Okay, so 2 to 9, folks, that's your window. Go do that today. You stay with me. We're talking with Matt Willard. We'll be right back.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio...
Now we're talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. If you have just joined us, well, welcome. We're glad you're here. We're having a good time talking to our new buddy, Matt Willard, who, apart from the fact that he's a lawyer, is doing something really special and really cool. Oh, we like lawyers. Well, don't we? Yeah, I guess we do.
When you need one.
That's when you like them, especially if they're on your side.
Right.
but Matt, for his part, has been... what kind of law do you practice?
I do criminal defense exclusively.
Yeah. See, I need that. That's good. So... I will be calling you later about those issues. We won't speak of them now. But the fact is that this is a guy who didn't have to do this. He's got a pretty successful practice and been doing that for, what, 15 years?
15 years.
Gets this cockeyed, crazy idea about trying to help veterans plug in, having come back from deployment and they're looking to start a business or just trying to get employed and keep from losing their house, for heaven's sakes. There's just been too many heartbreaking stories about our veterans being shuffled about and not finding a way to plug in. So Matt and his comrades decide to create this Patriotic Partners of North Florida and create a website courtesy of one of their comrades who donates his time to do all the graphics and the web development, and that in and of itself is a resource then for any of us who are in business, who want to hire a veteran looking for good talent, hardworking people who are clearly have demonstrated their ability to perform under pressure. That's worth the price of admission right there. And then at the same time, a reciprocal sort of position for those who are looking for employment or looking to start their own business. What a cool idea. What's the web address, by the way?
The main address is www.patrioticpartners.net. And then we also have a link to a Facebook page. But the website itself, it gives you all the background on the organization, our bios, what the mission is, how to sign up the businesses. And it's funny, you mentioned something a minute ago I just thought of is, you know, one of the slogans or sayings is, you know, hire a hero.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Veterans do make great employees because, no matter what else they're specifically trained for, they pay attention to detail. Mm. They know how to stand their post and do what they're supposed to do. Mm. And they recognize what the ramifications of not doing that are, that people are going to get hurt. And so, you know, they tend to be, frankly, very trustworthy and solid workers. And if they, you know, and take direction very well. And a lot of people can't do that for some reason.
I will say, woefully, that among the young folks that we employ in our ranks, oftentimes, the ability to stay on task, the ability to take instruction, the ability to follow orders, man, like I said, that's worth the price of admission just there. So, yeah, so you've got a labor force that's already got all that stuff squared away. Just, you know, give them the tools, point them in the right direction, and you're going to be happy. Well, folks, this is kind of a step forward then for us as a community, it seems. We have the beginnings of, we certainly hope will be a nationwide organization. PatrioticPartners.net is the website, web address. If you were to imagine, Mr. Willard, where you'll be doing this, let's say, 5 years from now, what's the big vision?
You know, I mean, I've been approached by some other organizations that are in the same area that said, wow, this could be a great model. This could be replicated, and it could be replicated at pretty low cost. Yeah. So that was great to hear, but I, you know— It isn't there yet, and I still think it can be there, and I know that we're going to have to keep working at it. But I would like to see the organization go beyond that and be an advocate for veterans' causes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are fundamentally lawyers. My board, my co-creators, we do get calls from veterans or other veterans organizations that feel that something unjust has happened or somebody's been wronged or somebody's been arrested or whatever. Somebody, you know, has got a contract problem. I'd love to see it develop as an advocacy center. You know, a lot of people are scared to even think about trying to hire a lawyer because it's cost prohibitive. But if you've got a group of like-minded people that are willing to do it free or at low cost, I mean, that's what we do naturally. You know, I'd love to see it grow into that or anything else. I love to champion a good cause, and I veterans causes are pretty near and dear to me. So, I could see it growing into something bigger. But until I finish this initial push, I'm going to stay focused on growing this baby first.
So this fundraiser, the thing that's happening this afternoon and tomorrow, Brass Tap is the name of the I guess it's a
brew house, for lack of a better term. Uh-huh. It's at 1321 Thomasville Road.
Ah, okay, 1321. And they're hosting the Great American Brew Fest. If you go over there anytime this afternoon, between 2 and 9 o'clock?
Yep.
Or tomorrow, Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6. A portion of the proceeds then go directly to help Matt Willard and his group, this Patriotic Partners of North Florida. Where does the money go? How are you?
Well, we've only spent our own money up until now, and we've got a lot of good volunteers and a lot of in-kind support. The money needs to be spent on advertising, and that is getting out the good word. If you're listening to this and you think, "Wow, this is a great idea," that's great. I just need a lot more people to hear about it. From advertising, it's big dollars. And we've done everything we can do that doesn't cost a lot of money. And at some point when it's really getting strong, I want to do a push literally from Jacksonville to Pensacola on every airwave billboard I can get until we can just get it where this almost becomes a huge word of mouth within business communities, veterans communities. Mm-hmm. And at some point it'll be like I hope I'm not getting in trouble saying Craigslist or Angie's List, mm-hmm. but everybody knows about that service, and it's a great idea. And, if that could get up and running and all somebody's got to do is maintain a website, that doesn't take much.
Yeah, get it moving. Folks, if you want to get involved with this organization, I would encourage you to visit the website. PatrioticPartners.net is the address. Do you know folks involved with other nonprofits in town? Alice Lee Stansberry or Kim Moore, these folks?
Hard not to know those names.
are you plugged into this new... Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on the air. 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, our home station, and online, streaming on the web across the globe. And glad you've joined us. We've got so many good things going on here today. We've had the opportunity to talk with Matt Willard, who is with this newly formed Patriotic Partners of North Florida. Intriguing effort there that's aimed at trying to get returning soldiers plugged in to employment opportunities or help them start their own business. And it's a good effort. They got a fundraiser going on this afternoon over there at this new place called the Brass Tap. It's a new pub, I guess you'd call it, or brew house. The event called the Great American Brew Fest, and it's a fundraiser for Matt Willard and his associates, Patriotic Partners of North Florida. Pretty cool. Starts up around 2 o'clock. So check that out if you're into that sort of thing. Or just go by and write him a check if you're not into the beer. I mean, what the heck? So that's the kind of thing we like to talk about. And we got another great team coming up in this hour. Our friend Joe Burgess and his comrade Aaron Clark will be with us. They're talking about their efforts to help March of Dimes. Now, many of you know Joe Burgess. He's been a school principal here in the county for, oh my, how many decades. I know my kids were benefited from his leadership and when they were back in middle school. Anyway, he's the principal at Lawton Childs High School and Aaron Clark, head of test administration over there. So they're going to talk to us about March of Dimes, kind of on this theme of what all of these nonprofit groups are doing to improve the quality of life for us all. And we're appreciative of that. And we'd like to celebrate those very cool efforts and those very cool people. Kind of how we roll around here, keeping you in touch. So with that, we'll talk about some other news that came our way regarding Florida State University and their ongoing search for a replacement, a president, to take the place of Eric Barron, right? So we're all familiar with that. Well, apparently it's hasn't gotten much better. Florida State's trying to jumpstart their search for a new president. The top officials have been warned that that process could be viewed as a sham because of the candidacy of State Senator John Thrasher, who is seen as the front runner. In other words, why even bother to apply for this job? You guys have already kind of tipped your cards here. Emails obtained by the Associated Press show that the consultant first hired to help FSU told the head of the search committee that the university was trying to concoct a competitive process. Oh boy. Those same emails show that Thrasher has reached out directly to top FSU officials and that the former campaign manager of Governor Rick Scott has given advice about the search. So, you know, some, what does that feel like? Some backroom kind of negotiations going on. Gee, what a shock. Thrasher lacks academic credentials, but is a former House Speaker and current chairman of Scott's reelection campaign. Thrasher's candidacy has emerged at the same time that rival University of Florida is searching for a new leader, but it wants someone with academic credentials. Well, you know, I've talked with a few buddies and people who are on the inside over there, and, you know, one of my colleagues said, you know, if you stop and think about it, the job of the FSU president is to raise money, or any president. It's not about academic qualifications anymore. It's about how much money they can raise for the university. And some people have said that, you know, our beloved President Barron really wasn't that good at that. I mean, I don't know if that's a fair criticism or not, but in our conversations with President Barron while he was here on the show, you know, he talked about his love of academia and his connection with the academic community as a geologist, right? I mean, those were his roots. And but as a let's say as a salesman for the university or a business development, a fundraiser kind of guy, maybe not so much. Well, that's what we know about that particular endeavor and why you need to know, because after all, nonetheless, Florida State University plays a significant part in all that goes on in this community. And for that reason, I feel it imperative to keep you informed as best I can in my meager manner, you know, trying to do the best I can here for you. By the way, we have something we're doing on our side to keep you informed, and that's a promotion that we've launched called Prepared. Now, if you don't know about this, I want you to do something for me. Go to tallahasseeprepared.com. And what is this thing all about? Well, we're trying to make sure that you're informed and prepared for severe weather, not just hurricanes, floods, lightning, severe heat, high winds, any time of year that characterizes what can happen in Tallahassee. And it can come up very quickly. So we want you to be prepared with the right information, with the right plan, with all the resources you need to know what to do. And that's why we've decided to create this Prepared opportunity. TallahasseePrepared.com. Our title sponsor there this year is Guardian Inspections and Home Repairs. So we're glad that Guardian has chosen to help us and get that word out to you. I should also mention this portion of the show is brought to you by Tommy T's there on Thomasville Road. The TT on the big TR, Tommy T's Mighty Lube. and they are the best at what they do. Be sure to check them out there in Midtown on Thomasville Road. And we have the lovely, as ever, Bianca Moore standing by with events in a minute. Bianca?
Tomorrow, the American Idol bus is coming to Tallahassee. Think you have what it takes to be the next American Idol? Auditions are open for anyone ages 15 to 28 and will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Langford Green. Those interested in auditioning should arrive no later than 9 a.m. for registration. Wednesday, July 23rd, raise money for the Boys Town, North Florida by participating in Cocktails for a Cause at Bella Bella Italian Restaurant. Enjoy an evening of fun, cocktails, and appetizers from 6 to 9 p.m. This Friday is Christmas in July. Celebrate with Santa Claus himself at Madison Social. Wear your holiday attire for a free drink and get into the Christmas spirit. With your events in a minute, I'm Bianca Moore.
This portion of our show is brought to you by The Green Room. Heather Baker and company, this is an amazing person. And right here in our very own town of Tallahassee, Heather Baker is award-winning, having spent her entire career in hair. And I mean, she really knows how to make you look great for you, not try to make you look like somebody else. And yes, she is officially the hairdresser for Tallahassee Talks. I'm telling you, if I can go in there, guys, listen, stop fooling around with the chop shops around town. Get involved with somebody who really loves this craft. That's what she does, and it's called The Green Room on Lake Ella. They're located at 1425 North Monroe, right there at Lake Ella. You can reach her at 425-5222, or just go to her Facebook page, The Green Room on Lake Ella. It's the best thing you can do for your look this week.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten. The best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, folks. We are here in the dog days, are we not? A little bit of a cooler bit of weather this few days around us, and that's a relief. You know what else is a relief? It's a relief to know that we've got folks out there who are caring for our youngsters, especially our tiniest youngsters. An organization you and I know very well, March of Dimes, started, oh my goodness, back when I was just a little kid. That was half a century ago. But they're still at it, and they're working hard to try to help encourage moms to do the right thing for their kids, prenatal care, all kinds of things that March of Dimes gets involved with. And we have a couple of able, stalwart individuals, and I don't get to use the word stalwart very often, so it's a pleasure to have these two guys with us. Joe Burgess is here. How are you, Joe?
Doing just fine. Glad to be here.
You're looking rather fit and fiddle, whatever that means. And his associate, Aaron Clark. How are you, Aaron?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. This is a good day for us, having you guys here. Aaron Clark, Joe Burgess, both of these fellas at Lawton Childs High School. Joe, you're the principal there. So apparently they gave you a hall pass. Is that
they gave me a hall pass,
so you could be out here with us. And then Aaron Clark, you've been serving there as the test administrator for a while.
So that's correct.
We're going to find out a little bit about what you guys really do.
I mean, that's no problem.
This has got to be the story you tell everybody. Right? Then we're going to find out what really happens over there at Lawton Childs High School. But today, we're talking about March of Dimes and, in fact, what it is that you guys do to try to help them get their job done First, the question I have is, can you give us a little bit about March of Dimes? I probably haven't done a very good job of introducing the idea. I know that March of Dimes has been around for it, but I don't, honestly, I don't know, and maybe our listeners don't know very much about it.
Right. Well, I guess you have the old historical reference where you have, you know, trying to help everybody overcome the polio.
Is that where it started?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, FDR started it.
That's right. And but it has evolved. And right now our main focus is, but, it, you know, still dealing with all kind of research, but with premature prenatal care.
Mm-hmm.
And
focused on then on research related to birth defects.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, and yeah, making sure that we have people who get access to health care and who may not be as fortunate with income and so forth. But it's just it's a huge deal because you're talking about, you know, when you have these premature babies that are born, there's just a lot that goes in trying to help them survive and get to a point where they can thrive on their own.
I got you. So March of Dimes money is there to try to help that.
Absolutely. Along, everything from the, you know, the steroids that they have give to help the baby. I mean, because, you know, of course, naturally, you would want them to still be within the womb to continue to grow and get strong. But, you know, when I first got involved with this back in 2005, I was a men in labor participant that gave us a diaper, a premature baby diaper, which fit in my hand.
Yeah.
You know, and that just kind of...
Now, Joe, wait a minute, though. I mean, there's a lot of things that could fit in your hand. I mean, a typewriter, you know, a TV set. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think that really gives our audience the best way of trying to visualize this. But what you're saying is that it was very tiny.
Absolutely.
Very, not compared to anybody or anything else, but just a very tiny thing.
So small. And, you know, and you know, when you get a chance to go through the NICU unit at TMH and you get to see these babies, you just get hooked.
Yeah. You know? Is that what happened to you?
Yes, absolutely.
You were smitten.
Yes. You know, as they said on Jerry Maguire, they had me at hello.
Aaron, is that your story? You had a similar experience? Or
I've been very fortunate. I have two beautiful, healthy daughters. And with Joe, this is a big passion of Joe's. And he kind of spread it to us a little bit when he came to Childs a couple years ago. And we had a couple of our other administrators that got involved with it and doing the men in labor. So very they cool. asked me to participate in that this year. And it's a cool little way to get, you know, some other people to see what the March of Dimes does. And it gets some recognition, you know, a little bit more on the guy's perspective. You know, when you see us that are wearing the, you know, the fake pregnant bellies with the surgical gowns and we're walking around, and it kind of makes it, you know, it's fun, but at the same time it gets the other half of the population kind of involved in something about prenatal care that a lot of times people just kind of put on the women.
I gotta imagine that there must be some Instagram photos.
Oh yeah, it gets pretty funny.
Oh yes, I mean there are websites and Facebook and you know, I think what it does is you know, a little bit of embarrassment can go a long way. You know? I mean, because the idea is...
Spoken as a principal of Lawton Childs High School. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. You know, and I've had the honor of doing it twice. And you know, when people see you in these, you know, the hospital gowns with the pregnant bellies, I mean, people, they just bust out laughing. But it does get them to just stop for a second, because that's part of what we're trying to do. You know, just get them to recognize, because... If you look within all of our families, somebody's been impacted by
this.
Mm-hmm. And so this is something that's important to all of us. I mean, we're in education, we're in high school, but you can't get to high school unless you're a healthy baby, you know? So that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and education has a role to play within that. And so this is a natural fit for us.
Folks, if you don't know, Joe Burgess is a very smart man. And I've known Joe for a long time. My kids were fortunate enough to be at Swift Creek Middle School when he was working there as an administrator. And now as the principal at Lawton Childs High School. How long have you been there?
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back here with Joe Burgess, Aaron Clark, talking about March of Dimes and their efforts to help little babies and their mothers and help us care for people who need our help. And so it's that time of year, is it not, boys? We're out there marching along, gathering as many dimes as we can.
Sure.
The mission is clear. Where do you get off doing this, Aaron? How did this? You mentioned your two beautiful daughters, mm-hmm. and that's certainly a good motivation. But after all, you got things to do. How do you find time to get involved in this?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, being a part of the educational system, I mean, we're all in it to get rich first.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't work, well said. I mean, obviously, we're there because we love children. We love kids, mm-hmm. and we love making marks on them and seeing them grow. And just like Joe mentioned a little mm-hmm. while ago, you know, even though we're at the high school level, I mean, those children had to be healthy babies in order to get there. Sure, yeah. Exactly. And then also, mm-hmm. we're at that age where we're teaching the age of the kids that we're teaching, you know, pretty soon, hopefully 10 years or so.
Preferably
10 years or so. They'll start having children of their own. Mm-hmm. And if they can have some knowledge of prenatal care and the ways to be healthy during pregnancies and raise healthy children, it's just part of that thing of paying it forward a little bit.
So then you are, does that mean that you are actively working this into the environment there, the educational environment?
Sure, yeah. We'll,
at Childs High
absolutely.
School?
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, one of the things that through March of Nines, we're actually trying to do a youth outreach.
That's
getting our kids involved. And of course, one of our big things with high school is we want service through our kids. You know, our children, especially within Tallahassee, a lot of our children are blessed. And part of that is making sure you give back, you know. And a lot of times the youth have a better idea of how to promote things. You know, we talked a little bit off air about trying to help get things out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes us older folks, we get a little stuck in our ways, and sometimes we need some young energy to kind of think of different ways to get the message out.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, and we've talked too on the show oftentimes about how many nonprofit groups there are in just in Leon County. And by last count, it was approaching 700.
Yes.
You know, and when you add in all of the various fundraisers for the volleyball teams and the cheerleading squads. And I mean,
exactly.
There's just
yes, we know that world. Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, I'm sure you do. So in that manner, then you are faced with making some tough choices if you want to contribute.
Sure.
Because you just don't have enough to give to everybody, huh?
That's right.
Well, I will say at Childs, I will give a lot of credit to Aaron and one of my assistant principals, J.P. Swope, who they had it in mind to get the clubs together and focused and have a laser focus as far as let's kind of narrow down the kind of main fundraisers that we work with during the year so that we can concentrate our efforts. Because we do have lots of resources. We just want to be able to give good resources to each of those particular fundraisers. And we focus on four. And Aaron, you want to cover those four that we go over?
Sure. March of Dimes is probably, you know, one of our larger ones. And then we'll do American Heart Association. We'll do Relay for Life. And then we're kind of in during the summertime is when we kind of look at the four that we want to do. But those three are our stalwarts.
For the upcoming year.
Yeah. And those are our stalwarts. And
that's where you're at right now, getting mm-hmm. ready for the next school year.
And we we have about somewhere around 50 plus clubs. Hmm. You know, we have 26 athletic teams. That's varsity, junior varsity. But we try to galvanize the students to try to help out and talk to the community.
And
as Jill, well.
You've been in education a long time, Aaron. You have. Do you find it in some fashion, or how would you characterize, I suppose, the high school students that you see now? Are they in some fashion considerably different? You know, we hear a lot about the invasion of social media.
Sure.
Kids have their smartphones in front of them 24/7.
I think
are they disengaged? Are they less engaged?
I'm 43 years old, and I acted the same as these kids when I was that age. Mm-hmm. There's just different devices that are there, and they're more advanced.
Yeah,
they're more advanced than Joe and I were at that age and that type
of stuff.
In what
way?
Worldly, probably. You know, they
aware of more.
Sure,
than you were.
Sure. Yeah. They have, you know, it, you know, when Joe and I, you know, we're in high school, and you know, we had to go on a road trip. I mean, we were out of touch.
Yes.
You know, you left the house to go outside and play football or basketball. You weren't getting a call.
I mean, think about our kids. You know? They don't know. You know, I taught, you know, history, and you know, we talked about the rotary phone.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that was 9 clicks. Yeah. You know, instead of you know just you know, touching Siri and calling out the name of the person that you want. You know, and if you're out in a, you know, if you're taking a family vacation out in the middle of the desert, you can still reach out and touch someone literally. But back in the day, you better find a telephone if you wanted to call somebody.
Sure. Does that bother you at all that we don't know when to unplug?
I think it can be a problem. Yes, yeah. Definitely. But at the other side of it, you know, the way that our students are advanced in those mediums and in technology can also be a huge positive.
Two-edged sword. Huh?
Sure.
Yes.
You know, for an example, like giving back to the community and like what Joe was alluding to earlier about finding different ways to get the word out on things. Mm. It's not always a negative to have the ideas and the modern technology or just normal technology, according to them.
And we'll use the kids. I mean, when it comes to things like this, like we put on a 5K, you know, for March of Dimes and we'll ask the kids to do a Twitter blast, you know, between each other and send text. Mm-hmm. I mean, we actually, you know,
you how to say Twitter blast.
Yeah. I don't have Twitter, but yeah, we're very familiar with it. But, you know, you kind of have to say, you know, you can't say don't do it, but you have to embrace it.
I want to help you, Joe. It's not hash mark. It's hashtag. Try to be cool, brother. You're going to look at you like, oh, man. So if that's the case, do you feel like students these days are just as willing as ever? Or that they just we need to maybe try to get in front of them? It's harder to get their attention.
I will say, actually, it's more. I think that, you know, the issue just becomes how do they help? You know, because there's just so many, because their attention is all over the place.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we actually try to have some face-to-face time with some of the student leaders and say, this is where you need to help us move the students. You know, being in our profession, we learned a long time ago, you really can't tell kids what to do. You just have to influence them of what to do.
Try to guide them.
Yeah.
Where you want to go.
You know.
Yeah. Herding cats.
That's right.
Absolutely. Great example.
There
yes.
Overstated. But none. So if we are about that business then of helping you as a community, what do you need most from us? You need the money? You need our involvement? I mean, where do you see the gaps?
Well, first of all, I mean, of course, there's the resource of money. I mean, you know, that's always the issue because that goes towards the research. But also you need, you actually need manpower. You know, when you're putting on events, one of the best things, and it's whether it's within a school or with these nonprofit organizations, is they need time, you know. And there's a lot of value in time. You know, even if you can't give a dollar, if you can give help, you know, to say, look, I can man a booth for a couple of hours. Bring your kids along, you know. But and one of the things is that, you know, you reach out and you say, hey, I may not know what to do. I may not even be that informed about it, but I want to help this cause. Mm-hmm. That always helps. You're not going to find a nonprofit turning down help.
Sure.
You know, and they will train you and help, you know, it's almost like you have to help the help. And that's what they learn how to do so you can become an asset.
Talking with Joe Burgess here and Aaron Clark about the current March of Dimes effort here in our community. Both of these gentlemen involved in education. Joe is the principal at Lawton Childs High School, and Aaron Clark, the test administrator out there. Good to have you guys with us. Folks, we're glad you're here too, because it'd be so lonely without you. I mean, without having all of you. Wherever you may be across the globe, we have folks in Germany and Pittsburgh and
Deutschland.
Seattle and Austin. They're all over the place.
Live there
listening online.
Great place.
It's a great way to stay in touch with everything going on in Tallahassee. Don't forget our website, tallahasseetalks.com, is there for you. You stay with us. We're going to have more with Joe and Aaron right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to...
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Joe Burgess, Aaron Clark. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Our home station, 93.3 FM in Tallahassee. Talking about all the things that make Tallahassee such a very cool place to live, work, and play. And we get cool people in here like Joe and Aaron talking about very cool things. In this case, March of Dimes and all the work that they have done over the many decades. And yet the work goes on, doesn't it, Aaron? It just never stops.
No, never stops. And, you know, it's a good thing. The amount of money that, you know, that we were talking about that goes to the researchers, I believe it's since 1950, the March of Dimes researchers have produced 14 Nobel Prize winners in advancing Amazing. Technology, you know, in prenatal care and preventing birth defects. And obviously, we're hopefully not even scratching the surface of that yet. You know, the goals of the March of Dimes are unprecedented in the way that they can try to set for the, you know, for newborns and prenatal care. So That's we're just excited.
In fact, probably most of us, I would be one of these folks who would never imagine it that way. You know, you think, okay, so I'm giving money to March of Dimes, and why am I doing this? I guess to help somebody's mom or a kid or something. And you're talking about the impact worldwide
Absolutely.
That this organization has been able to bring as a result of the research that has would it be fair to say that because of March of Dimes we have eradicated polio as we know it? Or
they were a huge part of that as far as the monies that FDR was putting towards the research for that. And you know, like common terms that you know, when my children were born, you know, you heard of the Apgar score,
right?
You know, you never you know,
where did
I never
that come from?
I had no clue where it came from until I started doing some stuff with the March of Dimes, and it was in the 50s with one of the researchers that March of Dimes was helping funding.
Interesting.
So, and you know, stuff like that, and just stuff that we now take for granted, as far as when we're having our own children, that hopefully the stuff, the problems that are with us now and the next generation 20, 30 years from now will also be something. Man, I never knew that was even a problem. Absolutely. At one point.
You know,
so that's where we're heading.
Joe, it reminds me of a conversation that I've had, I suppose, more often than not, as to why we do the things we do, kind of thing. And why do we spend the money on the stuff that we do? And I hear people say, what are we doing spending public dollars on art? I mean, are you kidding me? Right. You know, and so he gets all upset about a piece of sculpture down there in Woodward Avenue and Gaines Street, you know, and why are we having to put money into something like that, dear Lord? I guess what I'm saying here is that there comes a point at which you have to ask yourself and ask one another, we have to ask ourselves and one another, why we work so hard to make the money. And if it's not for the sake of quality of life, well, what are you going to do, man? Pile it up in a bank account somewhere?
Well, you know, it's that, you know, teaching history, you got that life, liberty, happiness, right? And life, you know, I mean, in order to have that, you have to be healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually within our language, we don't have a term for the loss of a child. Huh. Now think about that. You know, when you lose a spouse, we call you a widow or widower. Huh. But the loss of a child, we don't have a word for that. It's such a pain that we don't have a word for it. You search the dictionary, there's not a word for it. So is that important? And you know, and I can think of people who live here in the community who actually don't even have children, but they take care of children. And so we all, you know, it's like that. We're all part of the same community, you know. You know, Aaron's two great daughters, if they need anything, I'm going to be here for them. I think that's what we should be. We should be a community, and we take care of each other. You know, that's why you have words like surrogate. You know, when you can't have the main one, you know, someone else steps in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And so in that regard, we find ourselves looking at March of Dimes and by way of your kind remembrance of these things, recollection of these things that they've done, we begin to recognize just how fortunate we are. So many babies have been born healthy because March of Dimes
Absolutely.
Had gone ahead of them in the research that now we all benefit from mm-hmm. and even take for granted the quality of life that we enjoy. I mean, somebody had to make that happen.
Sure.
And it wasn't for their own sake or just for an isolated
That's right.
group of people. Mm-hmm. It was for the community.
Huh? And you get that information out. And one of the things that is, you know, doctors, they talk to each other, you know, and that's how you get the best care.
Yeah.
And we have local families, you know, that are have, you know, benefactors of this.
Right.
And here we're in the Big Bend division here, and which covers about seven counties here in the Big Bend area. And, you know, it's not just Tallahassee, Leon County, but, you know, we got Gaston and yeah. Taylor County
yeah.
Who also they need support. They need help.
Yeah. Well, folks, you know, if you're a the kind of person who decries the use of public dollars for social welfare, well, here's your opportunity. I mean, you can step up and say, you know what, I want to contribute to this organization and take some of that burden off of that the public trust. It seems to me that's the real answer. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, somebody's going to have to take care of these kids. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to take care of these moms. Somebody's going to provide for the research. Who's it going to be? And we have a chance to make that difference individually. We have the chance to make it corporately and be part of the solution, right?
That's right.
Sure. That's how it works.
And if I could, I want to give a big shout out to Lanisha Weatherington, who is our director here in the Big Bend. But also we have three events that we do with March of Dimes that are sort of like the big events around the year. One, which is in session right now, which is the Men in Labor, and that's what Aaron is doing. And there's a group of fine gentlemen across the community who are...
Manly men.
Manly men, who are self-assured manly men, who are putting on these bellies and raising money for March of Dimes.
I bring my own equipment on that. I won't need prosthetics. Just letting you know, guys, I'm willing to participate if that's helpful. Say that for some other skinny guy.
And then in and that'll end, I believe, sometime in September. But then
September
in November,
29th.
September 29th, yeah. That's the delivery day.
Well, then we have the golf tournament in
okay.
September.
Yeah.
September 29th.
They're going to try to well, play golf fortunate. With the bells on.
Yeah. Not having to play golf with that thing.
No. We play with it on.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
We'll play with it on.
It's a hardcore. That's right. Oh.
So it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, now that, I mean, we got to get this in front of us somehow. I imagine that'll be viral.
Yeah, we'll have to come back and...
YouTube will be blowing up.
That's right.
And then in November, we have the signature chef auction. And that's where, you know.
You auction off a chef?
Well, I think I was trying to, I may have butchered that, but.
No pun intended.
You know.
Folks, we're having way too much fun here. I think we should stop right now.
And,
folks, this is why we do what we do. It's a very cool place to live. And Tallahassee is certainly getting a lot cooler because of guys like Joe and Aaron. And the good work that the folks at March of Dimes are doing for us as a community. Thank you for being a part of the show. We look forward to having you with us again next week. We will be right here, bright and early, 9 o'clock, 93.3 FM on your radio dial or streaming across the web and across the world. Folks, that's what we have for you this week. Come back and talk to me again because you know what? We're always talking about what Tallahassee is doing. That's what we do. Tallahassee Talks. With Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truckin' Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at
$339.95. Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your
one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concept, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.